I'm really pleased that the boys showed characters, team spirit, but also a lot of quality. We deserve to win. We played really good football. We knew that they are a side that is that had remarkable season overall, especially at home. Tough to beat, tough to get anything, and we knew that we're going to have problems with the way they play and everything. That is a quality. They're putting the balls in channels or second balls or Vokes and them Gray in the air. They are like, and in channels. It's like, but we cope with that okay. But every time we put the ball on the floor and get a ball to Lanzini and Fernandez, they bossed the game, and then we created a lot of problems for them. And it's great to finish the season with a win, of course.
11th place in the table, which is the best you could have done at the start of play today. So you must be pleased that that's what came of it as well.
I am pleased. Okay. Look, long term, if we're talking about whole season, our plans was to build up on last season, you know, and to do something similar or whatever. It wasn't to be. We can talk about many reasons why it wasn't, many obstacles. But in the end, you know what I mean? I really want to please the guys. And because we've done the job, and considering all the obstacles, we showed quality, character, team spirit, and belief. Was it hard season? Yes. Was it enjoyable? Yes and no. To be fair, it was a very difficult one. But you are building individually the character of the manager, of the staff, of the players, or whoever is involved in football. And more than that, a character of the team through the hard times. So I'm expecting from us to benefit unbelievable lot from this season. It's a great experience. It's hard. It was hard during that, but that makes you really, really stronger.
And so now, can you look forward to next season thinking, well, we've shown a lot of heart to get through this, and now we can maybe look forward with a bit more positivity?
Definitely, yeah. But we have to work even harder. We have to be very clever. I'm not saying very active, but very clever in a transfer window, because that is one of the keys of the successful season. Then concentrate on daily work and demand from the players everything.
And
without that in a Premiership, you got no chance.
And the board will be understanding, do you think, of what you've had to go through with all the players injured and Payet leaving and all the rest of it?
I think we already spoke a few times and all that, and they understood it, even in times that we were, let's say, one game away from real trouble. You know, they understood it, that, and I know they understand it. You know, but as I said before, really, I have that kind of. Opinion in my head. It's not about me, you know. It's about West Ham, and West Ham is above everything. And to be fair, I'm not bothered.
And finally, from me, good luck on your upcoming hip operation.
Yeah.
I know that's not the best thing to look forward to in the summer, but
yeah. But I'm looking forward for it, you know, because
for after.
Because you can't do it. Well, you need 4 weeks minimum for the recovery and. The only time, unless you get sacked, the only time to do it is after the season in a summer break. So I'm big time looking forward for it.
What do you need? 4 or 5 players pushing forward now in the summer to move this team into a top 10 side?
Yeah, you know, yes. Although we showed even today that you are without 8 players and still you go like, this is difficult. And they were not fighting for their lives, but they have that kind of they never drop in determination and commitment, Burnley. They are like, it wasn't a friendly game, it was a game for everything. Like, and you are without players, so in one hand you go like, we don't need any, you know what I mean? But you need a few. You don't need to go crazy. No, I'm not talking about that, but like any other team, a few quality players.
What lessons can you learn from this season to make sure that they don't happen again next season, do you think?
We have to be more stable, especially home. Okay, we can talk about new stadium and everything, but definitely to this season we also, but for me it was all created outside the club. I've been asked since the pre-season, I've been asked about the questions, and the questions were about Champions League. And I go, in one hand, why are you asking me? But then you can't say, why are you asking me? Because then you don't believe in your team. So we have to be realistic that you can't drop. You can't drop a little bit in that kind of giving everything day in, day out. So we have to work hard, and if we work hard, which I'm sure that we will, we're going to be more than okay, and we're going to be closer to fulfill our plans.